From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Next week, rely on GPB. We're going to be bringing you up-to-the-date election coverage and coverage from the polls. Monday on the show, we're going to be walking through some ballot initiatives, those things that many people leave blank because they're so confusing to read, never mind understand, and follow the jagged lines of Georgia's voting districts. So you can join us for that on Monday at 9. But for now, the campaign to take a breather from campaign politics wins out. Time to kick back and relax with some new October releases from artists like Cat Power. She's got a new record out here with the singing with Lana Del Rey on the song Woman. Here to tell us what to add to our weekend playlist is Josh Jackson, editor-in-chief of Pace Magazine. Josh, thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Really glad you're here. So Chan Marshall, or Cat Power, new album yes. Wanderer, her first in 6 years and first since the birth of her son. Do we hear the life change in her record?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot has changed in her life. She actually said that she was very tempted to give up on music, move to Australia, change her name to Beth. But thankfully for us, she gave us her 10th album. And for those who don't know, here in Georgia, she was born in Atlanta, all kinds of Georgia connections, worked at Fellini's for a while. So she may have moved to New York, but we still claim her as our own.
Well, she has been, you know, she's always got a little bit of a reputation about being a little erratic. And she's been really forthcoming about her struggles with substance abuse and nerves and mental health. I've actually heard and seen her perform with her back to the audience.
Yeah, and particularly in the early 2000s, you didn't know what to expect when you went to a Cat Power show. You know, I think she's put a lot of that behind her. She still doesn't love the spotlight, it doesn't seem, but she's one of my favorites. Just that sort of languid, bluesy, soulful music, and I love the song that we just heard. That, you know, this is the year of the woman. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, what better anthem than her song with Lana Del Rey there.
And a great, great cover of Rihanna's Stay. Just yeah. Beautiful. Any other standout tracks for you?
You know, I am an album guy and to try to pull out songs out of the top of my head. So you can hear throughout the album just a little more raw emotion than I think we've gotten from her before, and that to me is a gift from someone like Chan Marshall.
Another great Georgia band, R.E.M., announced the release of R.E.M. at the BBC. Now, this is a box set highlighting the band's career since their start in Athens in the 80s, including songs like many, many songs, but let's hear a little bit of World Leader Pretend.
Reach out for me.
So let's say, Josh, you're just discovering REM or want to discover more about them. Would this box set help you get a feel for them as a band?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a lot of ways, this is probably designed more for the REM completist, the person, you know, the person who can't get enough of what this band has done. But yeah, it really is an overview of their career, starting with a 1984 live broadcast from the town of Nottingham, which you got the early hits like Radio Free Europe, Don't Go Back to Rockville, Guarding at Night. And then it goes all the way through the band's 1998 John Peel session and even a couple songs from Radio 1 Live Lounge in 2008, near to the band's end.
So BBC, these were all recorded on the BBC?
All recorded on the BBC. You have in the UK a great tradition of bands coming in, playing live songs. We do a little bit of that at Pace. We have, you know, a few bands come in each day and play for us. But, you know, John Peel is the king of that. And that's a wonderful session that they've got there.
And discovered a lot of people in the
yes,
meantime, right?
Yes, it did. They introduced first England and then the world to a lot of great new artists.
Okay, so back to Georgia. Musician Matthew Houck, he performs as Phosphorescent. What's his Georgia connection?
So he was born in Huntsville, Alabama, but he actually launched his music career in Athens, Georgia, like many, like R.E.M.
This seems to be a theme.
Yeah. He's since moved on, first to New York City and now back to Nashville. And again, like Cat Power, he became a parent since his last album. He also nearly died with a bout of meningitis.
Wow.
A couple years ago. So, you know, there's a lot of life packed into this album. He's one of my favorite musicians that I just think not enough people know about. Plays under the name Phosphorescent, and his new album is called C'est la Vie.
Let's listen to a cut from that. It's called New Birth in New England.
She said, don't I know ya? But honey, don't I know.
Ooh, it's got such a great little poppy, you know, reminiscent of another era sound.
Yeah, and on that track, you can actually hear his wife, Jo Schornkow. There's a lot about fatherhood on this album. There's that song. There's also another sweet song called My Beautiful Boy. You've got that pedal steel. You've got that hand percussion on that track we just heard. I mean, that jangly polyrhythmic sound. It's a beautiful record.
So that's Mike Houck. He performs his Phosphorescent new record called C'est la Vie. Celebration of la vie, it sounds like. How about, Josh, artists to see around Georgia? Willie Nelson's coming to Macon on November 10th. I mean, would you go see Willie Nelson because he's a legend, or is he still evolving, doing anything surprising at a Willie Nelson show?
Well, I mean, I think yes, you go see him because he's a legend. He's 85 years old now. And I don't know what to expect from my life at 85, but this is a man who's put out 13 solo studio albums since 2008. He has not stopped. He has not slowed down. A lot of those are collaborations and special projects and covers albums, but there's even a few albums of original material there. He's still writing. Has been writing since 1962 when he wrote that Patsy Cline hit Crazy and launched his career, and 68 studio albums so far.
Wow, that is just astounding. What can we expect at a Willie Nelson show besides probably a lot of smoke?
You probably expect a lot of smoke. You can expect a lot of the hits. You can expect some of the new songs. One of his most recent high profile things was a song that he recorded for Beto O'Rourke. He's still causing controversy.
Yeah, he lost a few fans for that I'm guessing.
I can't imagine which of his fans was not aware of his politics before now. He's never been shy about speaking out.
Anybody else you're looking forward to for coming up for live bands in the area?
Yeah. So if you're in Athens tonight, you've got Joy Williams from the band The Civil Wars, one half of The Civil Wars. She's playing at the Foundry tonight. Beautiful songs from a singer-songwriter who has had a ton of success with Civil Wars and now a ton of success on her own. In the Atlanta area, on the 5th, I would recommend Pale Waves and Mia Follick. Pale Waves is a band from Manchester, UK, and I know Liverpool gets all the ink, but I think Manchester has actually got more acclaim to musicians of note. The Smiths, Stone Roses, Oasis, New Order, more recently the 1975, and Pale Waves is another great one. And the opening act, Mia Follick, had one of our best albums of October that just came out.
So that's from Paste Magazine's picks for bands to see. We'll put a full list up at gpbnews.org. But finally, before we let you go, Tony Joe White, famed musician, songwriter, swamp rocker, died suddenly last week at 75. Here's the song that made him, his 1969 hit, Polk Salad Annie.
Every day for supper time, go down the truck patch, dig her miserable salad.
That song was redone by so many people. How would you define that swamp rock sound?
Oh, so swamp rock. So he's from northeast corner of Louisiana, right in that floodplain of the Mississippi River. And it's this languid groove, southern storytelling. You've got that. You can almost feel the Gulf Coast humidity in these songs. And it's just swampy.
Now, he was one of those guys that made the big hit, did not ever hit it real big after that, but was kind of that insider, you know, the musician's musician kind
of
thing.
Yeah, and actually wrote a lot of hits for others. He wrote Rainy Night in Georgia.
Heard of that one.
He wrote Willie and Laura Mae Jones for Dusty Springfield, Steamy Windows for Tina Turner, and, you know, has just continued right up to the end. He was writing new music, touring. We actually had him in the Pace Studio 3 weeks right before he died.
Whoa.
And he played 3 songs off his brand new album. So you can check out his brand new record and go back and listen to those wonderful hits.
So where do we find these live performances?
So you can find them at pastemagazine.com. You just click on videos and there's tons and tons and tons of stuff there.
Well, Josh Jackson, thank you so much for filling us in.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Jackson, he's editor-in-chief of Pace Magazine. Ooh, ooh, ooh.